What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Right. Joining me next on the call, we have head coach of Seneca Valley High School, Coach Kevin Wildrick. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Not too bad. The how are you was a little weird. I've done that a few times over the course of these last few shows. So sorry for that one, folks. You know, I can't get everyone perfect. But, Coach, thank you so much for coming on and hanging out. I'm so excited to talk about Seneca Valley and the program. But first things first, man, you got kids littered throughout college wrestling. That are your alumni. Tell me about what those guys are doing on the mat, and then tell me about some of the guys that are doing big things off the mat.
Sure. It's an awesome position to be in, where I'm worried about forgetting somebody who's doing stuff right now. Do you know what I mean? That's still wrestling in college, or I didn't realize took their fifth year, you know, eighth year, COVID, twice removed.
Right, they're all like 25, right?
Yeah, everybody's still rolling right now, but you know, active in college right now. Let me start light, I guess, and think that way. So, you know, Tyler Chappell's, you know, redshirting, or is it Pitt right now? You know, just graduating last year. Hunter Swedish is at W&J.
Yeah, great things about him. Coach,
he had unfortunate injury right at the end last year, right before their postseason. But I know they expect big things from him there for sure. Staying with that W&J, Nikki Funovitz from a little further back in the day is still rolling a little bit there.
Nice.
One of those kids that went 215 and found the fitness a little bit and went lighter in college, which is cool to see.
Very cool.
Let's see. And then, American University has Liam Vogt-Kloss right now.
He's still the smartest dude ever.
He is pretty smart. He's sneaky smart. You wouldn't necessarily guess it through your conversation,
right,
but he's a smart dude for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm sure the slowest kid out of the locker room for sure with four coaches. Dylan Chappell's at Bucknell. We still have, obviously, Alejandro is at Clarion this year, making a move and doing good things already to start this season. So, It was cool to see him back out there competing. I think he was getting healed up a little bit.
Yep.
Who else do we have actively wrestling? One of my buddies.
Definitely a good problem to have, my friend. I mean,
no, absolutely. Matt Meisner. Oh, you know what? Who's still rolling? So, Chicago University, Drew Velasnik.
Oh, no shit. Okay, that's cool.
The season. He's there still. He's only year three, I think, with the COVID world. Jason Geyer, it took his fifth year this year, and you would never guess in 1,000 years that he wrestled 132 his senior year of high school, because he is huge in the 190s right now. He's massive. If I had a way to share my screen real quick, I could give you that, but So Jason's still rolling right now. And Zach Mazner, he was kind of an unknown guy that didn't start for us. He wrestled a little bit, and I think he's still rolling for one of the Penn States that just started 2 years ago. Is that Barron? Or the
Barron,
one that,
yep, Barron.
Yeah, just started up. So it's cool to see everybody kind of all across, you know, Division One, Division Three, you know, brand new programs, you know, competitive D3 programs, kind of all across the board. So
very cool stuff.
It's neat.
Anyone doing anything off the mat that have come through your program?
Yeah, I mean, the one that's kind of noticed, you know, as far as I know, that there's a lot of guys doing a lot of stuff, but Steven Rudolph was one of my wrestlers back in the day. Notable accomplishment is that he beat Jake Woodley when he was a senior, and Jake Woodley was a freshman as he was developing. Steven was a great kid and a very hard worker, but, you know, he wasn't the highest level wrestler. But he is finishing up his orthopedic surgery residency right now. So he's going to be doing good things.
That's awesome.
Hopefully
getting
back around here.
The alumni seems like it's doing pretty good on to bigger and better things. You love to hear that. Next thing I have, back into the current squad, how has the off-season program gone for you guys this year?
It's been good. It's been plentiful as far as numbers.
Awesome.
I think we're going to be pretty deep this year. You know, still working on just our raising our bar back up again. But numbers wise, we've had this resurgence of some 10th graders that decided to either come back out or, you know, had a friend that's wrestling and they're a good athlete and given that random, give it a try. So, you know, it's interesting to see and have some huge variety in the practice room right now as far as the levels that we're needing to teach.
That's good stuff. As you get into the season and get things rolling here, who are some of the leaders that have stood out for you?
Connor Smith is kind of that guy you expected to be the leader. He's not the most vocal, but he's working on that. He's a super quiet kid and just kind of goes about his business and, you know, and does the right thing. You know, which sometimes with the kind of the youth we have on this team, you know, he needs to be a little more vocal and he's working on that right now, but that's not his thing. His thing is kind of just working hard and doing what he's supposed to be doing. And, you know, hopefully the guys are taking note of that and they'll follow suit with him. But he's probably the number one guy.
Yeah. So question with him, is he kind of like, you've had this long lineage of dudes that have come through your program that have all like kind of been part of that group. Is he the last one of that group? I don't want to say like, you know, like the OMP crew that has come through the Seneca Valley, the program. You know, I know that you guys have just had hammer after hammer after hammer after hammer. Do you have more weight? What my question is there freshmen, sophomores that are coming up next in the pipeline for Seneca?
Yeah, I mean, a part of that, I guess, that group, he is kind of the tail end, slightly younger, you know, got beat up by those guys. And,
right,
and
him and,
used
and
it
younger
to get better.
Chapel, I feel like, were the younger of those group, right, of that group?
Right, yeah. Tyler Chapel and then him are kind of two of the younger guys with that crew for sure. You know, I'm excited about a lot of guys, and I'm excited to see Sal. You know, you never know that transition from a good ninth grader on the junior high team and how they can transition into 10th grade, especially if they're not jumping in at 107 where, you know, it's a little bit different.
So you
when you're hitting the grown men in the middle of the lineup, it's going to be interesting. We have some guys that did pretty well last year. You know, David Serra qualified for, you know, the junior high states last year, but he's, you know, also in the middle of the weight class. So it's going to be, you know, hitting some real deal wrestling for sure right there, right away. You know, a few guys that qualified last year for Whitfields for us that I'm interested to see as freshmen when they're upper weights coming back this year and doing a little bit better where, you know, Tommy Wycheck at 215, it was kind of a small 215 pounder. He was kind of a standout for our football team this past fall. And I'm looking forward to seeing him a little more confident this year, just getting after it. You know, Corey Wolf was an upper weight also that was kind of cutting to 60 and has gotten a lot bigger in the off season, which I think is looking at about 189 at this point. And excited to see him back in his sophomore year. And then, Brooks Barris is making a, a reappearance. He took that 1 year hiatus, and I think for him it might have been a good hiatus. He wrestled his whole life growing up, and I think he just wasn't feeling it last year, if that makes sense. And I think it does to anybody that's been involved with wrestling for a while. Sometimes you kind of fall out of it a little bit. It's
real, my friend, sometimes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And so I think he found a new little resurgence of that. He jumped in and wrestled Keystones last year, even though he didn't wrestle for us. And to the point of me getting text messages from a few other coaches asking me, like, who is this kid from Seneca that's, you know, beating my kid up at Keystones right now? So I'm excited to get him back in the room. And then, you know, freshman wise, you know, Connor's little brother, Riley, is kind of the next little nice. Pipsqueak from that group.
Nice.
You know, and I joke that we just need him to gain another 15 pounds.
I was going to say, is he big enough to wrestle six for you guys? He's probably pretty small. I know Connor was really small.
Yeah, it's going to be close. We're hoping for a little more weight gainer and a little more weight gain here right now. But, you know, we're going to use utilize this beginning of the season and the scrimmaging with, you know, the other high school teams to kind of get a benchmark and see if it makes sense, you know, gotcha. with his size difference, if we can get him big enough. And it's, you know, obviously not a safety thing, and he's been wrestling his whole life, so I think we'll be good there. But you know, if it just makes sense for him to come up, and I think he'll be okay. Just, you know, looking to see how that develops, I guess, in the preseason.
Makes sense, no doubt. Okay, next thing I have on the docket, Jake Calvin, Freedom Boy, is he back with you again?
Jake Calvin is back with me.
Let's go. Always good to have more Freedom Boys all around. Who else is with you besides him?
With me besides him, I have Kevin Holman. And, you know, by default, he's almost a Freedom Boy.
I was going to say, right down the street.
Yeah, a little Ambridge action. And then I have a new guy helping out at junior high this year. Mike Conlin is his name. He was a head coach out in Richland, PA, forever ago. And was actually originally going to be my first assistant coach before Jake Calvin came around, and ran into some kind of some things going on with his own life that he couldn't jump in and coach for me at last second. And Jake hooked it up. So, it, you know, it's been a blessing, and he's kind of back in a spot to get into it again. So he'll be around. You know, if he can get his stuff together. Also, we look forward to having Lewis Newell, recent graduate, back getting in the room with us, which will be a big get.
That's awesome. Louis Newell back in the room. That would be very cool to see him hanging around.
Yeah, I told him his block snap and spin, his go behind has to be a staple of every level that he helps out, for sure.
Yeah, man, I feel like that's a move that you can teach like a 7-year-old and perfect it. And he obviously hit it at Division I level. So the definition of perfection is there for sure. Okay, next thing I have. Room games, dodgeball, kickball. How do you guys warm up? Or do you guys have a game that you play?
We definitely have a game, and sometimes we have too much game. And so we have to reel back the game and maybe kind of tease the game a little bit. And we can only get to the game if we do X, Y, and Z.
The game's a reward.
Yeah. I mean, depending on the year and where we're at, you know, some of those deep run years, it was so much that we played a ton of game just to kind of break it up. But handball is our big thing.
Okay.
So we even have legit goals now. And
I was going to ask you, so how do you guys play? I've handball's a common thread here. Some guys do it like they just put like tape. Like when I played at West Allegheny, we just had tape on the wall, and it's just like you got a goalie up against the wall. Is that kind of what you guys are looking like?
That's where we were. And then we've kind of progressed. We had the tape on the wall, and then the other side was just like a crash mat. And then last year I stepped it up and found some old Facebook Marketplace, legit like hockey goals. So we put those up, and that's a big game changer because there's no fighting over a goal or not. It either got in the net or not.
That's just true. Yeah. So what's, are you ref? Do you play do you pick a team? What's your spot?
It depends on how the day is going. How the day is going, we're either in and, you know, me and Calvin are on the same team or opposite sides, or we're just watching and laughing at them play a little bit.
So what's your go-to? You like to play goalie? You facilitator?
No goalie. I like the move. There's no goalie for me. Those guys are nuts. our big, I think, modification last year was trying to get it more of a quick pace, fast game than the just lay there and try to rip the ball from each other for you know, yeah, 5 minute like drag.
That. Yes, I like that. A lot of fast pace, like get the kids moving. That's good stuff.
Right.
I like hearing the different variations. That's funny. Okay. Schedule, man. What's that look like for you guys? Is it traditional that what you guys have had in years past? Obviously, you guys have had some of the best teams in the state. Really, really good schedules. Little bit of a different lineup than you've had in years past, obviously. But what's the schedule look like for you guys?
Yeah, it's always it gets easy when you have the same type of team year in and year out. But as it develops from where we were to where we were and then kind of where we are now, mixing up what's appropriate for the whole crew. You know what I mean? Still pushing the upper level guys, but not crushing everybody else that you're trying to bring along.
Yeah.
So we start the season with the Hampton Dog Duels that we did last year. And that's a good mix. And depending on who's there, you know, I mean, I know Kiske was there last year. We just didn't happen to see him with the crossover. Melbourne Preps, one team was there. So you never know who you're going to hit. We hit Plum and just happened to hit a good run.
You get like five matches at that tournament, right?
Yeah, you get five in that day. JV guys get some competition. You'll do some matchups off to the side. And especially where we're at this year with so many new guys, it's going to be – we want to try to get everybody some action for sure. And it's nice too. We open up with a junior high duel, so all the high school guys will be helping with that because we're the first weekend there, and then Hampton is technically the second weekend with this weird 2 week, all of a sudden wrestling kind of season.
It's definitely a little odd this year. But traditionally, are you guys still in Powerade? Are you still?
We are. We had been going to King of the Mountain recently.
Yep.
And I wanted a little bit of variety that second or that first individual tournament. So we're going out to the Panther Classic this year. And just looking at the teams are there, it seemed like a good mix of, you know, some high end, some, you know, kind of some double A that we don't see from different parts of the state. And just a little bit of a variety where I think it'll still push our upper end guys, but give everybody else a chance. They also run a JV tournament on Saturday, which is great.
That's good stuff. Okay.
Yeah. We're still in Powerade.
Yeah.
Still heading up the Reynolds for a tri meet or a quad, depending on what it ends up being.
So
this
who else
year.
Is there with that?
What's that?
Who else is at Reynolds?
Reynolds is typically Reynolds, St. Vincent, St. Mary's, and McDowell, and depending on the year, there's been some other teams there, but
it's
right now I think we're down
there,
to
District 10's got some good teams, man.
It's solid.
It's just like a little area, like at the Northern Ohio, Northern Pennsylvania. Those guys up there, they like to wrestle, man. There's no doubt. I love watching Reynolds boys scrap. Shout out Mason Beckman. I know you're listening, my man. Appreciate you. But okay, next thing I have, social medias for the team. How can we follow your squad this year?
If you're a Facebooker, we are Friends of Seneca Valley Facebook group on Facebook. And then we have our Instagram is sv.wrestling for Instagram. And I think those are the only two. I joke with the kids to get a little TikTok going if they want to, you know, help get our boosters some money, get us a revenue bringing.
Only if you dance, though. You got to get in there getting the moves on. Come on.
Oh, for sure. I'd be in there. No
Let's
doubt.
Go.
The one with the moves that was Calvin, if you remember him from growing up. I mean, he's the one.
That's awesome. No, it's funny because I was talking to my cousin about, I was like, do you know this name? He was like, yeah, of course. It's Freedom. I know every single person that ever existed in Freedom. I'm like, yeah, of course. So, Jake's good dude, man. I appreciate the Freedom connection. And yeah, it's great stuff. Goals and expectations you have for this team before I kind of ask you the last question.
Yeah, I mean, I want them to compete night in and night out. You know, obviously I want to be in the mix for the section playoffs and get ourselves back into the Whitfield team playoff race again. And I think that starts with taking care of business, obviously, in our own section, which, you know, Butler's always tough. Pine Richland has got a slew of studs in their lineup. NA is always there. So, you know, not dismissing anybody else. North Hills, I always had deep numbers last year.
Yep.
So you know, taking care of business in the section would be first priority, and individually just trying to see all these guys take the next step, you know, see Connor Smith take care of business and get to the next level, even at the state tournament, and climb up that podium. You know, see someone like Zach Hill, who, you know, was right on the edge last year as a freshman, kind of take that next step and punch his ticket and see what some of these other guys can do and make some noise, either coming back out of retirement or just kind of making that next leap from, you know, from ninth to 10th grade.
Good stuff. Okay, Coach, anything or anyone else you want to shout out before I leave you go?
Oof. You know, I don't think there's anybody specific. You know, I always thank my wife for even letting me coach when I first took over Seneca.
So true, my friend. That's
13 years ago, I thought it was, you know, all right, you know, the programs have had a bunch of different coaches, a bunch of different years. I'll give them like 5 years, get them stable, you know, and then probably just move on. And you know, the kids were little and all right, next year is going to be too much. We'll probably not, next year probably won't do it. And here we are at year 13 rolling and kids are getting into ages. My own daughter is wrestling in seventh grade. So, you know, it's making the next, you know, hopefully transition into where I can keep rolling here for a while. So we'll see.
I love that. Coach, thank you so much for your time and good luck to the Raiders this year. I can't wait to see you at some of the matches and tournaments and such.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on as always. Great things. Love it.
Appreciate you.